morning. Wake up, baby. It's our anniversary. Yeah, really. Hey, just because we don't have plans doesn't mean you can sleep the whole day. Come on, wake up. There you go. I had to wake you up because I just had this great idea. I want to tell you the whole story of our relationship, my side of it. And afterwards, I want you to tell me yours, okay? Okay, here goes. I first saw you in second grade. I remember seeing you walk to the school library. You looked really strange. Your uniform shirt was untucked. You had a strange way of walking, kind of like you were limping. You were so scrawny and pale. But even then, I kind of remember thinking that you were cute. You sort of looked like a cute caterpillar to me for some reason. And then you were in my class for the first time in fifth grade. You still walked funny, and I started noticing all your little mannerisms. You talked really loudly, you had no idea how to whisper. And you were extremely smart, and so quick. It was amazing to hear you talk, and that's when we became friends. We were sort of sweethearts for 3 years, fifth, sixth, and seventh grade. When we got to talk, we would. We always smiled at each other in the hallways. In seventh grade, our whole class was trying to get us together, remember? Oh god, for creative writing assignments, they would practically write fan fictions about us. And then at the end of seventh grade, we both went to our first party. Like a real party, you remember? And for the last slow song they played, our classmates literally pushed us together, and it was just us dancing, and everyone else was in a circle around us, filming us on their phones. We had a full arm length between us. We were practically pushing each other away, not dancing. You were such a little dork. And then I didn't see you for a whole summer, and you kind of grew up in that summer. The next time I saw you, it looked like you had grown half a foot. You got really lanky, and all of a sudden, we treated each other like strangers. We were just classmates again, and every time I looked at you, I wanted you so bad, but you were like this gross, pimply, hormonal mess that only talked about sex, and all my friends hated you. Oh, but God, I still had a crush on you. Then freshman year, your best friend asked me out, and I said yes, and I thought I liked him back for a long time. I pushed the thoughts that I had of you away, but they kept coming back louder each time, to the point where all I could think of was you. So I broke up with him, and you asked me to a dance, and we danced, and I was happy. But you never asked me out again, and more guys came into my life, but I could never go out with any of them. Once you put your arm around me at a movie, once you let me fall asleep on your shoulder. You would open doors for me, you would carry stuff for me, and you always told the best stories ever. You could stand up in a group and just spew out the most high-class rambling I had ever heard. No one knew how to not listen to you. But we were just friends, and I watched you from a distance. I clapped at your salutatorian speech. I helped you pack for college. You helped me figure out paperwork. And we were just friends until college. Until forever. Until last month. When I finally gave in. And now we're here. And you're still beautiful to me. and you still kind of look like a caterpillar. And you still don't know how to be quiet, and you still walk a little strangely. And I still can't get my mind off of you. Something always brings me back to you. It never takes too long. No matter what I say or do, I still feel you here till the moment I'm gone. You hold me without touch. You keep me without chains. I never wanted anything so much than to drown in your love and not feel your rain. Set me free, leave me be. I don't want to fall another moment into your gravity. Here I am, and I stand so tall, just the way I'm supposed to be. But you're onto me, all over me. I live here on my knees as I try to make you see that you're everything I think I need here on the ground. But you're neither friend nor foe, though I can't seem to let you go. The one thing that I still know is that you're keeping me down, yeah.
Now it's your turn.